Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Tone, we got pancakes, we got juice, we got anytime, and we got Pine back.
What?
For the preview pod. It's our annual tradition. He comes on the preview pod and then the recap pod for the NFL season. So happy to be back. Before we jump into NFL, you have the floor here, man. What happened to your Tar Heels? What's going on?
Oh my God, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. The first quarterback that was out there couldn't do a thing. I feel like after the first half, I was like, "All right, this is over."
Yeah,
and then the second half was even worse.
Were you like all in? Did you have like any bets placed? Were you like, "Let's
go"? Yeah. I took the Tar Heels. I was like all in. I was like, "This is it. This is gonna be a great year. I can't wait for this to happen." And then just in, like, I don't know, my football life fashion, just crushing defeat week one.
Well, after the first drive, you must have been feeling good.
Oh, my God. Everyone was going nuts.
Feeling great.
Dude, they scored the touchdown, then they show Michael Jordan and Lawrence Taylor. And I'm like, oh, my God, the Tar Heels are going to win the national title.
Aaron Boone flew, Aaron Boone flew in for it. What the fuck?
Randy Moss is there with the girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, it was quite the spectacle. But yeah, that they like completely gave up. It seemed like it just like it was like one thing after another in that second half.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it was bad. It was hard to watch.
How many wins are they gonna have? Four wins, maybe. Can they? You know, how many?
I'd say four to five. Their schedule's
four,
not bad.
Four sounds about right. Yeah, it's not. But yeah, they didn't look good. I mean, Belichick will make adjustments. He'll get there. But yeah, right now looking bleak.
Pretty ugly, unless TCU's like for real, but I don't think they were supposed to be, so I don't know, but anyway,
this also, is I was wondering if the Giants were going to lose enough games to get the first pick so they could get Arch Manning, but now I'm like, you know what, we could just get him in the sixth round.
Yeah, not
he was awful,
not
he was awful,
not promising for him, but week one college, we'll see, we'll definitely get into that again, but right now we got a packed NFL show here. Where do we even begin? I mean, I say we, you know, start with the Giants, the Jets, get those trash teams over with, and then kind of just dive into who our playoff teams will be and Super Bowl winner and awards and all that good stuff. Unless someone wanted to start with something specifically.
I think do a rundown, then we can get into the nitty gritty of it, like awards and coaches firing. But yeah, maybe what's happened recently that's been like kind of out of the blue. Oh, Parsons.
Yeah.
Trade.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good start there. Did Jerry know that he had this back problem? I mean, getting an epidural before every game sounds terrible.
It really does. It really does.
Had to have known. Yeah.
But how did the Packers not know? Didn't they do a physical?
Yeah, I mean, he practiced. He practiced with the team already. So they have a medical team, and they felt okay with it, and he's fine. He'll be okay.
That's crazy. I did pick them for my fantasy defense, so I hope he's okay. But, yeah, that was kind of crazy. Go ahead.
In reading the article, like that it dates back, like this has been going on since March, and both sides, like after the initial meeting, they wouldn't talk to each other, and it kept getting worse and worse because they would go to the media and blame the other one for such and such thing happening. It all started with Parsons not being able to bring in his agent to discuss the terms of the contract, which that's like a Jerry Jones Cowboys thing that they do. They did that with Dak. And it's also them realizing, like, all right, he's a good player, but he's not a good teammate, and he didn't really command the respect from the rest of the teammates. He couldn't stop the run. There were a lot of issues, and then if we pay him, we can't allocate resources in other areas of need. So, yeah, this was really bad. But it's a huge trade in terms of, like, NFL Denver really has monster trades like this. Like, you could probably count them on your fingers, right?
Definitely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's probably, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Stafford.
Stafford.
I feel like the Netflix doc came out, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to try for another Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah. I had the same thought.
That's true. That's true.
Also, like, not to like zag, right? Because everyone's like, oh man, the Cowboys are so dumb. But like, I don't think I would trade 2 first round picks for any non quarterback in the NFL.
Agreed.
Like, I don't think there's one non quarterback that I would trade 2 first for.
Maybe like a top wide receiver, but even so, I don't think so for that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about it, right? Like, some people are saying, like, oh, how could you? You only got 2 firsts and a player. How could you only get that? You didn't get a big enough haul. But when you think about it, it's not only just giving up 2 firsts and the player. You also have to pay him the largest contract for a non-quarterback in NFL history. So, like, I think the Cowboys save on not paying him. They get 2 firsts, and they get a defensive tackle who can help them stop the run, who's a veteran, who's decent. So, I don't know. I kind of think the Cowboys won the deal.
I agree with you, Josh, 100%.
And I agree, and the Packers also have to win, like, this year or next year. After that, like, they're going to have to, like, go guys who they're not going to be able to afford anymore, make some tough cuts, shed salary, and then what? Parsons is going to be 2 years older. Yeah, they better win this year, next year.
They're going for it.
The combo around Jordan Love also is, like, is this guy, like, Pat Mahomes? Like, I don't know. I feel like I need to see more.
I don't think he's that good. I really don't.
I think he's
okay. I'm not a huge fan.
I think he's okay. Seems like he gets injured quite a bit. Yeah, I don't know. Remains to be seen. I do like their team. And I think that division's kind of wide open with the Lions mm-hmm. losing who they lost and Vikings, you know, J.J. McCarthy still kind of a wild card, but we'll get to that. So, I don't know. It's, we'll see. But yeah, pretty wild. Juice, you sent that article. I didn't get to read it. Was there anything else interesting in there? Or just kind of?
Yeah, pretty much, like, they had made up their mind, like, maybe a few weeks ago that they were going to do the deal. The Packers, like, getting that player, now I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Kenny
that
was, like, the Clark?
Deal. Yeah, Kenny Clark. The deal couldn't take place without him. They, like, they wanted him specifically to shore up their defensive tackle position, help them stop the run. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's kind of the eye of the beholder. They were saying a lot about Parsons not being – like, the Cowboys were okay with letting him go because he's not the greatest of teammates. And he ruffled a lot of feathers in the locker room. He's, like, it was with his podcast, he bothered people. And they had to have several leadership talks with him. And he'd get on players, but they would talk to him and tell him, hey, man, like, a lot of these players, they're trying their hardest. They don't have the talent you have. You have generational talent and all those things, but he couldn't comprehend that. I don't know. I think both sides, there's truth to both sides. Like, definitely they do things differently in Dallas where Jerry Jones will just talk to you and negotiate the terms of the deal. And then you can bring once you agree, then you can bring your agent in and sign the deal. People probably don't like that. But I also think, like, Parsons' side, I think they're also, like, maybe not lying, but they're fibbing or bending the truth a little bit. I think they agreed to make him the highest paid. They agreed to make him pay him even more than the Packers paid him. But they kept going back and asking for more and certain guarantees and X, Y, and Z. And they come to realize, all right, if we pay him all of this, we can't play. They would be the team with the highest quarterback paid, the highest defensive player paid, and, like, one of the highest paid in CeeDee Lamb. He's not the highest, but one of the highest.
Yeah.
And, like, their defense stinks, and they were lousy last year. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I love that they paid the corner $100 million like the next day.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Deron Bland. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like here. There's $94 million.
That's crazy.
And they kind of, I don't know, we can talk through the teams when we go through them, but like they kind of need to change the dynamic of the team. Think about it. The Cowboys are always offensive line, running game. They have some defensive players. Maybe the rush pass. Like, they do none of those things well. They don't do anything well. They haven't had a running back in years. Their offensive line is always banged up and shot. Like, if Dak goes down, they're hurt. Their wide receivers are great, but that's about it. Defense stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll find out tomorrow night as they – is that in – that's in Philly, right? Ring ceremony Philly. And all that?
Yep.
Yeah, where what's-his-face is saying they won't be on the field for the – for the
well,
rings?
He said he didn't know it was banner night. Like, shut up. You're
what?
Like, why are you saying things like that? Yeah.
He's a very good coach, but he's
what
cheesy,
is wrong with him? Yeah. Like, come on.
And none of them are coming out for banner night. As if, like, you win Super Bowls all the time and they come so easy, you're not going to be on the field for banner night. It's like so weird.
That's pathetic. They better come out.
I hate them.
Yeah, they better come out. That's ridiculous. But we'll find out. All right. So yeah, big trade right before the season. Let's see how it plays out. But let's talk about the Giants first. The G-men. Big offseason. Giant offseason. What say you, Giant fans? We'll let you guys have the floor. Whoever wants to give their predictions and their analysis.
Go ahead, Josh.
I think it has a potential to be a generational draft. They could have potentially gotten the best player in the draft in Abdul Carter. And it looks like Jackson Dart, the way he's been playing in practice and preseason throughout training camp, like, I think the leash is very small for Russell Wilson. Like, I think Jackson Dart might start by week 5, depending on how the first game – and the games are tough, right? We start the season with the Commanders – who I think are actually overrated. They start with Dallas, who's shaky right now, and then they go with the Chiefs, right? So yeah. I don't know. I kind of think, listen, they're saying the Giants have the hardest schedule, but we don't really know until you play the games and you see who's hurt and who's actually playing and what quarterbacks you're going against. I couldn't get them in the playoffs. The schedule is just too daunting, but I have them around like 7-8 wins. I would take the over. The over, I think, is at 5.5. I have them at 7-8 wins. Yeah. I'll say 8 wins. 8 wins. And Dable keeps his job. Shane keeps his job. I think their pass rush is unbelievable. Has potential to be the best in the NFL. Which will, if they somehow get out to leads, that'll keep them in the game having that rush. I'm hoping Neighbor stays healthy. I'm hoping the offensive line stays healthy. But yeah, I think Dart's gonna start probably sooner than later, unless they are just going on a hot streak with Russell Wilson very early.
Okay. Adam.
I like it.
Well, I think this is probably the first time, I could be wrong, this is probably the first time in like 11 or 12 years where the media is like, oh, look, the Giants are doing some good stuff, right? So that makes me feel good. Abdul Carter, I mean, how can you not drink the Kool-Aid on Abdul Carter? He looks like Lawrence Taylor. Every time you see like a highlight of this guy, he's either throwing a 400-pound lineman out of the way, or he's like running around somebody untouched. It seems like no one can get their hands on him. So I don't know. I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid. Also, I think they haven't had a player on defense that you've had to like really game plan for like this. And on this line with these players already there, I think the defensive line has a chance to be really special. If it was me and I was the coach, I would start Dart on Sunday because I think he's already better than Russell Wilson. They're not going to do that, obviously. But I think with Scataboo and Tracy, I think they have two decent running backs. I think Neighbors is one of the best receivers in the league. So, I don't know. Like I think 9 wins is in play, and I think they're going to make the playoffs. Maybe
I'm
drinking the Kool-Aid.
Fuck, I got you.
Yeah, I would be much higher on them if they were just starting Dart from Jump Street. But since they're going Wilson, yeah, I still think that they could get to 9.
Got him in the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sneaking him in.
All right. Okay. So, first off, it's a shame that Jameis is the third string quarterback. He should be a backup somewhere.
Yeah.
He should be starting in the
starting. Warriors. Starting in places, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you both of you were like just like, well, Juice, I know you you historically do not like Russell Wilson, so I already know that. But yeah, it seems like a lot of the Giant faithful would rather not have Russell Wilson here. And
I mean, he looked so much better than Wilson in the preseason. And I don't know, he's the future. Like, so you got this guy in there, Russell Wilson, who's obviously completely cooked.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see the point. Like, I get the placeholder thing in the NFL, but like, I don't know. I just feel like the line has improved offensively. They're probably going to do a lot of running anyway. The defense looks like it's going to wreak havoc. So why not just let him loose?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, for me, Giants, I think they're going to be, yeah, I could see like 7 wins, like a 7-10, definitely showing improvement. You know, Dark gets in there eventually, you know, doesn't light it up, but does okay. And the defense is good. That's my prediction on them.
Yeah, I agree with all three of you. I think the defense is going to be elite. The only thing is, one, if, you know, they don't score enough and they're playing from behind a lot, what is that pass rush going to really do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Trouble, for sure.
And I do worry about if Wilson is trash and they start like 1-4, 1-3, you know, obviously you're going to hear the media, the fans clamoring for Dart. I do worry about like him, like getting him in there too early.
Yeah.
You know, tough schedule. You know, you can get beaten down that first year. You lose all confidence. Like, I would like to see him sit for the whole year, but Dable and the front office are desperate. They're not going to do that. They'll throw him in and be like, oh, you see, like, he's playing well. We drafted him. We'll develop him. That buys him another year or two in their mind. So, yeah, I definitely think their D-line is
the best case scenario is that Russell Wilson starts for a majority of the year. The reason I say that is that means that they're winning, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Keep Dart off the field.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I'd also worry about Neighbors a little bit. What's this injury he's got going on?
It's his toe.
Yeah.
He needs surgery eventually.
The toe is, it's so small, but vital.
Since college, it hasn't got better.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Neighbors is going to be one of these guys that just misses 3 games a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't like Odell like that? Was like that.
Yeah, Odell was like that. Yeah, exactly.
He's pretty reckless with his body.
Yeah.
Like, he'll like try to like jump over people to make a catch like every single time. Like, sometimes he's got to just like, all right, let it go. But that's just not the way he's built.
Yeah. And they do have some other good, you know, I like Wandell Robinson. I like Slayton, but yeah, I mean, Neighbors is a potential star. So we'll see. Pinay, what do you think of the G-men?
The G-men, I definitely think they're going to improve because it's hard not to improve from 3 wins.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put them right at the cellar of the basement, last place. But they will improve. They'll get to 6 wins this year.
All right. So the over. So we're all on the over here.
Yeah. Which now, I guess we should go under, right? On the FanDuel.
100%.
I have a question for you, Giant fans, though. For if you own Malik Neighbors in fantasy, like, which one of those 3 quarterbacks would you want? Not in like real life, but like fantasy football.
Oh, Dart all day.
Really? I feel like Jameis Winston would get him the deep ball like all the time.
Yeah, 30 for 30.
I think right? Dart does it all, though. I think he's got the deep ball. He takes what defense gives to him. He'll get him on screens, which I think Neighbors is a killer on screens. So I don't know. I like what Dart can do. I like that in the preseason he didn't force anything either. You know what I mean? Like, he just took what the defense gave him, and every single possession it felt like he just marched them down the field. So I just think he's going to be really good.
What a name for a quarterback.
Jackson
Dart.
Jackson, like, yeah, Dart.
He's going to be good. His name is Jackson Dart.
Yeah, first time I watched him play at Ole Miss, I think he was wearing – he's like so much like Zach. He had like a bandana on or like, you know, whatever Zach used to wear. And just the name, and he's cocky. Is there any bust potential? Or, like, no chance. Like, he'll be at least decent.
Yeah, I think there is.
There's always bust potential.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I liked him in college, so we'll
I think Dable's, like, been with him, next to him, every step of the way. He's, like, he's been his mentor. He's, like, doing everything he can. He's putting him in on phone calls with Josh Allen. He's doing everything he can to set him up.
Phone calls, you know, with Josh Allen.
Yeah, to be the future. Oh yeah.
What's that about?
Well, Dable used to coach Josh Allen.
No, I know, but like, why get the competition involved? You know what I mean? Like, that's interesting, huh?
Well, I mean, the Bills aren't our competition.
No, I know, but like, you never know. Meeting the Super Bowl, it's like Dart beats him. Hey, Josh, remember you gave me that advice beginning of the season? Like,
that would be amazing.
That's why we beat you. Thanks again. No, I don't know. That's a long shot, but interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. Anything else on the Giants?
I think we covered it.
Are you guys going to game? You guys usually like to go to games. Are you going to anything?
October 9th. Yeah. Giants Eagles. Thursday night.
Oh.
Oof, why would you do that to yourself?
It's Thursday night?
I don't go after October. Because I'm just not going to sit there in the cold. That's probably the old man in me.
Yeah.
So,
October 9th. Yeah, it's, you know, early enough. It might, you know, it's a night game. It'll be like, you know, 50, nice, you know, 50 degrees.
Yeah, I like that. That I like.
You know, football weather. So.
Oh,
all right.
Sure.
All right, cool. Now, let's move on to the JETS. Pinay, since you're the special guest, you have the floor.
All right, the Jets. I feel like every year we've done this, I've put them in the playoffs. So, do we break tradition? Yeah, I'm going to have them miss the playoffs. So, what I've seen from Fields this far in the preseason looks awful. I don't know why they haven't kept him on the field. I feel like his stats line is like 2 for 8 for like 20 yards, and then they take him out of the preseason game. So I don't know what to expect. I feel like the Jets have 3 running backs, really. Fields, Hall, Allen, and I don't know how we're going to get Garrett Wilson the ball. I'm very nervous about that. Super nervous about how this offense is going to run. I do think Aaron Glenn's going to have this defense better than they were playing last year. So I see improvements. I see us moving up from 5 wins probably to 7 wins. I'd put us right around 7 wins.
Okay. That's fair. Pancakes.
I mean, after these past 2 years, like, I was hyped. Now I'm back to nothing. Numb. Nothing. I really just don't. Like, I'm excited for football. I really don't have any interest. Really, like, I have zero expectations for them. They do have some young guys like McDonald, Wilson. I think Hall will be gone. Like, you know, Braylon Allen, the rookies. But like Pina said, like, Fields, I think he's terrible. Like, it's going to be a struggle to watch a whole year of a quarterback who can't throw the ball. Like, it's going to be infuriating. It's going to be watching Navy. You know, weekly.
That's a good guy.
I think Glenn has been good with like the media and the way he ran training camp, but yeah, you need a quarterback. So I think they're going to be in like that 5 to 7 win range, not make the playoffs, and it's just going to be a very pretty boring, uneventful year. You know, won't be the media hype with Rodgers, obviously. And it's good because all their games are at 1 p.m. and we won't have to watch them, you know. And
I stand by it. Like, in the draft, I think they should have taken a quarterback. They should have moved up or figured it out, or even in the late pick.
No, I agree.
Taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Something. Yeah, I mean.
They picked up,
the quarterback, like,
Brady Cook?
The quarterback for Glenn, like, during his tenure is not the team. It's not going to be Fields. He's going to be one and done. I'd put almost anything on that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm with both of you guys. I like that 5 to 7 range. I think the defense could be good enough to get them to 7. Yeah, Fields, I've been saying this, he's either going to be serviceable or terrible, like one or the other. I just don't see him lighting it up. Him and Garrett obviously played together at Ohio State, but I don't know. Just what we've seen in preseason isn't really promising. But they will run the hell out of the ball. And they got some speedsters. Obviously, Fields, that's his forte. Brees, I don't know what to expect because he might not even make it the whole season with the team. I love, 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 love Braylon Allen. I still think I think he's still like the youngest, well, he's probably the youngest second-year player in the league.
He's 21, 21 still.
Well, wasn't he 19? Wasn't he the youngest guy in the league last year?
Right, that's right. He was young.
Yeah, like wasn't he like 19 or something? No, that can't be. I don't know what he was. Anyway, but yeah, really, really, you know, excited about him. But yeah, after Garrett, I mean, who's the other receiver? I guess Mason Taylor, maybe.
Well, it's like Arian Smith is a good one to watch all year and develop. Mason Taylor, like they do have young guys that like have potential, but
yeah, they ran Lazard back, which is hilarious because that's a Rodgers player still lingering.
Teams are going to have 8-9 people in the box and double team Garrett Wilson. It's going to be torture to watch. It's going to be brutal.
And it doesn't help that Elijah Vera Tucker once again is. Is injured.
Move on from
him. Yeah, I mean, this guy is glass. It's a shame. They just named him captain. So that sucks. And they haven't announced yet, but it sounds like he could be out for the season. So that's a blow. But yeah, the defense, I mean, can they make big plays? That's the thing. Can they get takeaways? Can they get, you know, interceptions, fumbles? You know, like, I feel like that's what they were lacking the last how many years here. So... Yeah, I think that 5-7 range is fair. What's their over under?
I think it's 5.5.
Okay. Yeah. So,
which goes in range with us? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and the schedule I think is okay. I'm not placing any futures on them or anything like that.
No.
I'm just gonna watch. And Glenn, I like what I've seen and heard from Glenn so far. That's been promising. He did say. Would they ask him in the press conference, like, what do you hope for this team or hope the fans will? What did he say? He's like, I just want them to, like, what did he say exactly? Something like to the.
That's a good quote. I know what you're talking about. Like,
I want them to be proud of us or something.
To be proud, because that means, like, if they're proud, that means, like, we played well and won.
So. Yes. That's all I ask for. Just, yeah. Just show effort, show promise, and then we'll see. But yeah, the idea that Justin Fields is gonna just like light it up, I think that's a long shot. So we'll see. Maybe ground and pound will work for them, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yeah, that's anything.
Let me ask you guys a question. Like the last couple of years, most people have looked at the Jets roster and said this is one of the best rosters in the NFL, right?
It's still there.
So what changed? Not much, right?
I think no one has faith in the quarterback.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, Aaron Rodgers last year was 25th in QBR. He basically had the same QBR as Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. So by most advanced metrics, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Adam, don't get me excited.
Hold on. You pull him off the field, you plug Fields in, you automatically would Fields in those running backs, like you're gonna lead the NFL in rushing, right? Like that seems like almost a foregone conclusion.
You'd hope, yeah, yeah.
The division is awful. Like, I mean, you have Buffalo, right? Buffalo is going to win 14 games or something like that. But after that, you have Miami, which Miami's about to implode. And I don't know how you guys feel about New England, but I'm not ready to anoint them as any kind of team yet. So
no,
light division. I don't know. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, I think they're going to be the last wild card team.
Oh,
I think
we got my God. They got a bunch of
the running backs. Like, I don't know.
We have to write these down. So,
I feel like Adam's on some kind of drugs right now because he's saying Giants are making the playoffs, Jets are making the playoffs. Everyone is making the playoffs.
I also like Aaron Glenn. I think he's a good coach. I think he has potential to be a good coach. I think he did a good job last year with Detroit, right? So, I don't know. I think.
I feel like Paul said, everyone's going to know the Jets' offensive scheme. Like, stack the box, double cover Wilson, and the rest is history. Like, I don't know how.
I like the idea of Fields in, like an option with all those running backs, and then you got Garrett Wilson over, you know, doing stuff. Like, I don't know. To me, it looks to me like a potential post-hype sleeper team, because I think the last couple of years, the hype's been there. So now the hype's gone. They don't have to worry about all that bullshit. And they just focus on football and not, like, you know, whatever cactus drink Aaron Rodgers is having in the woods. I think, I don't know. I feel like they can get back to normal and maybe things line up for them this year.
So, Adam, if you parlayed that Jets and Giants to make the playoffs.
Oh, now we're talking.
36-1.
Oh, my God.
Put that in.
I think I might do that.
Put that in.
I think I'm going to put that in.
Oh, man, because they're like, I think they're like third to last and fourth to last in odds to make the playoffs. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah, Vegas is not does not think these teams will be good, but
weird teams make the playoffs every year. So I'm looking at the Giants and all the positive energy they have, and I'm looking at the Jets and a roster that most people considered one of the best in the league for the last 3 years, and not much has changed other than the quarterback, which I might be. I mean, if this guy goes for 1,200 yards rushing, to me that's an upgrade at the position.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I don't know. Like,
yeah, no. I listen. It like I said. Fields serviceable or terrible? If he's serviceable, yeah. I think they could have enough weapons. It all depends. I really think if Braylon Allen really does what I think he's going to do, which is take it to that next level, if Mason Taylor's... First off, they named Rucker tight end number one. I don't know about that. I mean, I know he played with Fields at Ohio State too, so maybe that's
he
it.
He won't get the majority of stuff.
Right. It's going to be Taylor, yeah. Right? I mean...
They have Taylor. They have that guy Smart, and the guy they claim from the Colts, Woods, who's like good.
Has Taylor shown anything for us to think?
Yeah.
Like in preseason, did he do anything? I didn't really.
In camp, he did.
Okay.
He's legit. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's great at college, LSU. But
yeah.
So, yeah, you never know. You never know. Yeah, there's always surprise teams, and that's a good segue because we're gonna get into. I guess we'll each name our. Our playoff teams, right? Is that what we want to do next, or?
Sure.
Well, what did Juice have to say about the Jets?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm not high on them. I think they'll be third in the division with a big gap separating 2 and 3. I think they probably have 5 wins. I don't think Justin Fields is going to be any good enough for you. It hurts with all these injuries that you guys have had over the offseason. I don't like the wide receiving corps. I don't know. I think Glenn is like really building it from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of almost so like a Dan Campbell thing, right? Where he built and then every single year he just, you know, got better. Hopefully he steals that, like, how to build a culture from Dan Campbell.
So how many wins?
Yeah, and if you remember Dan Campbell, what did he have that one season where – they just lost a ton in the beginning, but he was building, right? They were fighting, and he's going to have to do that.
How many wins, Juice?
5.
5 wins. Okay, so they get the under. Adam, so what is since they're making the playoffs?
I got them both 9-8. The Giants and Jets.
Okay, so both sneaking in. That would be very exciting if that happened. If both teams, the town would be electric.
We haven't had that in a minute.
I know. That would be wild. All right. So with that being said, who wants to go first on their 7 teams each conference? So they're 14 playoff teams.
I'll kick it off.
Okay.
So AFC, got the Buffalo Bills. They run away with that division. Josh Allen, the GOAT. You know, even though he's the least talented out of his, you know, between his wife and him, loser. And
he is. Wait, I hate to cut you off. I do like Josh Allen a lot. I hate how much I like him. Yeah.
No, he's cool.
Yeah.
AFC North. It was tough. I kind of wanted to pick Bengals. I think Burrow's going to have a huge year. I think I say that every year. But that defense, it's still not like it's terrible.
Yeah.
So Baltimore. AFC West, love Denver. It all depends if Bo Nix improves, but I think the Chiefs are on a revenge tour this year after the Super Bowl, so they continue to take that again. And the South, I got the Jaguars. Liam Cohen steps it up. Yeah,
Duval. That's my guy.
I was about to say that.
He's kind of dorky, but you know, I think what he did with the Bucs, and he's a great offensive mind. They've out of town. They got Hunter, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yep.
They got a running backs, Bigsby, ETN. They drafted a kid. So this should be that division's not very tough, right? You got Colts, Texans, the CJ Stroud getting better. He seemed to regress a lot. So not really sold on him.
Okay.
Wild cards. Whew. AFC East, no. North, I'm gonna go with the Bengals in Pittsburgh. They're gonna be out, and I think Tomlin will be gone at the end of the year.
Okay.
And we got two from the West: Chargers, Broncos, to round it out.
Okay. And then NFC.
NFC. Okay. With the East, Eagles.
Should we all do our AFC and then do that?
Go around? I like that.
You like that better? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's do that then.
Let's put that up.
Yeah. Okay. Here, since I'm here, I'll do mine. Yeah, to be honest with you, mine's going to sound fairly chalky. I think it's the Bills again in the AFC East. I think it's the Ravens in the AFC North. Chiefs in the in the AFC West. And the Texans in the AFC South. Broncos, I think they get that wild card. I think they make it close with the Chiefs. I like what you said, Paul. Chiefs with like a revenge tour. I think they're on a mission. So I think they take the division, but I think the Broncos will be right there. Everyone's high on the Broncos, it seems. Bengals, defense isn't great, but that offense is going to be electric. And I hate to say this. I'm doing it maybe just, you know, I know, Paul, you like to do this in the hopes that it doesn't happen. But the Pats.
Ooh.
I think they wanted Vrabel there. You know, they fired Mayo after 1 year. They got their guy. They got their coach. That defense is still good. Trayvon Henderson, there's a lot of hype with him. Drake May, a ton of hype with him. I couldn't name. Oh, well, they do have what's his face at receiver.
Diggs.
But I don't think I can name another one. But I just have a feeling they're back and they sneak in. So that's my seven. Mostly chalky. I think the Patriots are my only kind of sleeper surprise team.
But I'm not, I have the exact same teams as you, but
I will really? Awesome.
I have the Bills. I have the Ravens winning the division, but I have the Broncos winning the division. I think this is the year. It's going to be close. The Chiefs and Broncos, but I think the Broncos get them.
Yeah.
I have the Texans because the other teams are just abysmal. And then my wild cards are the Chiefs, Bengals, and I have the Patriots.
Yeah. So we're on the same. So we just got the AFC West a little. Flipped, but okay. Who wants to go next?
Sure. I feel like I have nothing cool to add here because it's the same thing. I feel like the AFC East and the South is just terrible, so it's so easy to pick the Bills, easy to pick the Chiefs, easy to pick the Texans, and then I'm going with Paul with the Bengals. I don't know. I'm just in on that Joe Burrow mania. I probably always will be.
Yeah, he's a stud.
And then I'll go Ravens, Chargers, and then maybe the Jags sneak in with that last spot.
Okay. You're high on the Jags too. Yeah, the Chargers I thought about pretty hard, but that who's that offensive lineman they lost?
Slater.
That was huge blow. I don't know. I think they're going to be close. I think it's going to be really close. But yeah. So
okay, and cool. Not shout out to Omarion Hampton,
Carolina.
They got Najee Harris backup. I got him on my bench.
He's not blind now, or
what's
he's
that?
Good. He's wait, good now.
Okay. Wait, what happened?
He fireworks in his eye. He was like really messed up.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that. When did that happen? Yeah. Like 4th of July or whatever.
I think so. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, not. I would hope so.
I think it happened before his rookie year. That's why he keeps running into piles. He's never seen a hole in his whole life.
I think I drafted him like 3 years in a row. I'm like, this is the year. And then it's always got worse.
That's it. No, he gives you the volume, though.
Just
2.5 yards a clip, though. That's the only problem.
Exactly.
All right, Adam.
So I went chalk on division also, so nothing really fancy to add here. I got the Chiefs. I think they're going to run away with that division. I got Buffalo. I think that's an easy one. Baltimore, too, I think. I don't know. Baltimore's such a juggernaut. It's hard for me to pick against them. Houston, that division stinks. I'm going with Houston. Wild cards, you knew my sleeper. The last one to sneak in was the Jets.
Wow.
I have Cincinnati. I mean, Burrow led everything, I think, at last year. They got running it back, I think they'll be fine. And then I like the Chargers for the other wild card slot. I was between them and the Broncos. And I just like Harbaugh. I like that they have a bunch of running backs. I think they're going to run the ball a lot. And, you know, Herbert's a good regular season quarterback, so I think they're going to get that wild card slot there.
Okay. All right. I don't know, Adam and Juice, I know you guys listen to Bill Simmons sometimes. Did you hear with Schrager, the recent one?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Juice.
No, I didn't.
His sleeper team.
I love Schrager, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Shouts to Schrager. His sleeper team, the Dolphins.
Ooh,
wait,
okay.
Whose sleeper team is
Schrager.
Wow.
Really? Based on what?
I don't know. I guess in the offseason, everyone's been like really focused, and McDaniel's on the hot seat, and I don't. That's pretty much it. But
wow,
I don't see it. But I don't know. I don't know. That was his sleeper team. Yeah, I was kind of shocked. But
my brother's ready to blow it up.
Okay,
he's like, let's tank. Let's get a first pick.
So there you go. There's a Dolphins fan. Yeah, I don't know.
Who's going to be their quarterback after week two, after the first concussion?
Yeah, right. It's Zach Wilson.
They got Quinn Ewers, too.
Oh, he went there?
Yeah, he went there.
No kidding. All right. All right, let's do NFC. Paul, you go first.
All right. East, my boys, the Philly gang, Philly Bird gang.
Go Shocking, Birds. Right?
That'll be the first repeat champ in 21 years, if that's true.
That's not
that long? Oh, boy. I should have thought of that. North? This is a tough one. I hate going against Campbell, but I'm going to take Green Bay.
Okay.
I like LaFleur a lot, too. South? Tampa Bay. That division is the worst division, I think, in football. New Orleans? Mr. Michael Penix? I don't know about him. They really didn't make any improvements. And Panthers, I do think, will be improved. I think the Young is going to be a little bit better. But yeah, still going with Tampa Bay. And out west, I got a little bit of a surprise. Arizona.
Okay. Ooh. Well, they're a hot team. They're a hot name, I feel like, right now for sleeper.
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah. I think, I don't know, the Niners, not really sure what they're doing, what's their plan. Who's playing wide receiver for them?
Jawan.
They got rid of everybody.
Jawan Jennings, I guess.
Pearsall.
He's hurt, I think. He's out. Jawan Jennings. Or he wants a new contract. So Ayuk is not back to like the middle of the year. They got rid of Debo, who, you know, whatever. He's like kind of out of shape now.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think Stafford, I love the Rams if they're healthy, but if he's having issues with his back before week one and he's like 40, I don't think he's making it through the whole entire year. And Puka tends to get hurt a little bit too. So yeah, Cardinals.
Okay.
Wild cards got Commandos. I do agree with Josh. Like they're a little bit overrated. I think they might take a little step back, but I think Daniel's like ability will just carry him to a playoff spot. Lions, and then the last one. Whew. I think I. What's the other one? I need one more, right?
Yeah, you said Lions and Commanders. So, yeah, you need one more.
You know what? Seattle. Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the coach running game. They got Cooper Kupp over there. Why not?
Okay. All right. So
new kings of that division. You got the Cards and the Seattle taking over.
Okay. All right. Eagles in the East. Packers in the North. I just think they're just so well coached and they're solid and they took a step back last year. I think the Niners just come back and win the division. I don't know why. I just have a gut feeling. The South, yeah, I'm going to go the Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to be good. And then for wild card, Stafford's health is but like they almost beat the Eagles in the playoffs last year. So if he's healthy,
yeah.
And they got Devontae now. Like, they should be back. They're so well coached, too. So I got them wild card. I think they can easily win the division, too. So, Commanders, I got, you know, I got to think, you got to think they're going to be back. I don't see a Daniels sophomore slump happening. And then my guy, Michael Penix Jr.
Michael.
The Falcons. I don't know why. I just think they have a lot of weapons. They got London. They got Bijan. They got Mooney. You know, Pitts. All these guys.
The ghost of Kyle Pitts. He's another fantasy jaguar.
Well, I just found out recently. I didn't know this. I had a buddy at work tell me this. Because I almost took Pitts with like my last pick. and then someone else snagged him. And I was talking to that same guy today, and he's like, did you know that Michael Penix Jr. and him are like best friends? They golf together.
Yeah, he's going to throw it to him a lot.
I'm telling you. So, you know, I don't know. It's something about the Falcons. I think they're going to be at least fun to watch. So, fuck it. I got him in there as a wild card.
All right.
So, who's next?
I'll go. So, the number one seed in the NFC, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're them as the ones who won the division.
Yeah.
They could even start the season off bad, and their schedule's so easy because they play their own division towards the end that I think they'll get hot. And I think Bowles is an underrated coach. He's been doing a really good job.
Cabos.
Bucky Irvin's awesome.
Bucky on my fantasy team.
How about their wide receiver core?
Really sick wide receivers.
Evans, Abuka, yeah. Emeka.
McMillan. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think they'll make. Baker had a career year last year. I don't know if he's going to have the same stats, but he'll still be good. I think he'll be fine. Yeah, so I have Buccaneers first seed. Number two, winning the NFC North, I have the Detroit Lions. I think they're on their own revenge tour.
Okay.
They were so good last year, but disappointing getting knocked out by the Commanders. Third, I also agree with, I guess you guys, the first repeat champion in 21 years, the Philadelphia, whatever, I'm not going to say their name. the NFC North, I have the Seattle Seahawks.
Ooh, okay.
Or West, yeah. You mean. Yeah.
NFC West, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah, Seahawks winning the division.
Wow.
Yeah, I just like the way they've drafted over the last couple of years. Solid running game. I think Sam Darnold will be an improvement over Geno Smith. Good coaching, McDonald. I think they're going to be good. They're going to be a tough place to play on the road.
Yeah.
The number one wild card, I have the Green Bay Packers. They're really going for it. Their defense is solid. It's just the only thing that worries me a little bit is the injury to Jordan Love on his non-throwing hand. He's got a thumb. But, yeah, I got them. I have the LA Rams as my sixth team.
Okay.
I think hopefully as long as Stafford is healthy, I think still they have the best, if not one of the best coaches in the game in Sean McVay. They should be fine. Jared Verse is the beast. Puka, they'll be great. They'll be fine. And last, I'm going to go Chicago Bears.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think, you know, Ben Johnson changing the culture over there. They've added so many offensive line pieces to really provide Caleb Williams to be successful. Wide receiver corps should be good. Bears.
Bears. So three out of the NFC North there.
Correct.
Nice. And the Vikings missing it. Okay.
Yeah. Josh, you think Caleb Williams is going to be distracted by those Viking cheerleaders week one?
Yeah. I saw that. Hopefully not. We'll
see. I saw that too. Pina, go.
All right. I think we all have the common consensus. Eagles are just going to hands down win that division.
They should.
Probably one of the best teams in football. I'm excited to see what the Lions can do if they stay healthy. I'm going to go with the Lions. I feel like they barely had a defense going into the playoffs. I know they lost both their coordinators, but I still believe in them. I have the Lions winning that division. In the South, I think the Panthers are going to come in second in that division. I think they're going to rise. Wow.
Is that North Carolina bias right there?
Yes, 100%. Dave Canales might be handsome, but he's also a good coach.
He is handsome. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I have the Bucs also winning. I feel like that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But I think the Carolina Panthers are going to make a huge improvement.
Okay.
And come in second.
I like T-Mac. There.
And then this is interesting because now we've all picked a new team in the NFC West. I'm going with the Rams to win that division.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah. And then my three wild card teams are probably going to be the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Niners.
Okay, so three out of the NFC West.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I love it. I love it. All right, so we did it all. Did anyone write that down?
I got mine too.
Oh, Adam, sorry. Yeah, my, bad. My bad.
You might think I was a little drunk when I did this, but so I'm picking the Commanders to win the division.
Again? Actually, no, yeah, they were just a wild card for your team, right? Right last year?
Yeah, I picked them last year to win the division. So yeah. I'm picking them again. I think year two, Jaden Daniels, then they add Debo on top of what they got already. They finally paid McLaurin. I think they're going to be impossible to stop. So I'm picking them. In the West, I'm picking the Niners. So I'm with you, Tone, on that.
Yeah.
I just none of those teams really jump out, so I'll just go with the team that's usually there.
Yeah.
It's usually the Niners. I'm with Josh on the Bears. I'm picking them to win that division.
Oh, okay. A lot of Bears love.
Yeah. I love Caleb. I still think he's the best prospect in that draft. I watched a lot of him in college. Now he's got a coordinator. Now he's got an offensive line. They got a ton of receivers. So I think he's going to have a huge year. I think he's going to be the first Bears quarterback ever to throw for 4,000 yards and the first Bears quarterback ever to throw for 30 touchdowns. They've never had either.
Wow. Okay.
So I think that that's going to happen for them. And then in the South, I'm with Pine. I'm not exactly, but I'm taking Carolina to win that division.
Okay.
So Carolina, for the first 8 games of last year, they had the 25th ranked offensive line and finished 10th, according to Pro Football Focus. So that line is really good. They might have one of the best offensive lines in the league. They drafted a wide receiver. Bryce Young was really good when he came back. I love the coach. And I don't love any team in that division, even Tampa Bay. I know they got some fire on offense, but I'm going to go with Carolina just to be different. For my wild cards, Philly, I think they're going to be right there with the Skins. I got Detroit, and then last but not least, the Giants. Those are my three wild cards.
So three out of the NFC East.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
All right.
I like it. So, nobody picked the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, not one. Well, J.J. McCarthy is such a wild card. I have no idea.
Yeah.
They'll probably go 17-0 now.
Yeah. I mean, what are Viking fans say? Does anyone have who's a Viking? Dan Matt's a Vikings fan.
And yeah.
Anyone want to ask it? What's he saying?
I'll ask him tomorrow, see what he says.
It's hard to, like, discount O'Connell. And he knows quarterbacks, right? And he got rid of the backup. He got rid of Mullins. He felt confident, just giving the whole all the keys to McCarthy. So
Vikings was immediately terrible as soon as he stepped out of Minnesota. So I'm really curious to see what happens with Darnold.
Yeah,
right.
And
that's true.
If he's that good, JJ, let's see. You know,
I mean, are there any good quarterbacks that really came out of Michigan?
Underwood looked pretty good.
Drew Henson.
They did.
Drew Henson. Yeah. That's
Yankee great.
That was the guy who was in front of Brady, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh man. All right. So I mean, I guess I'd say let's do our sleeper teams, but it sounds like everyone kind of named
them. We might have hit those.
Yeah.
Mine's
well, let's just Cardinals. Go through it. I mean, Paul, what's yours?
Cardinals.
Mine's the Falcons, or the Patriots, I guess. Juice, what's your Patriots? And you had another one. Oh, Bears, right?
Bears. Seahawks won the division. Yeah.
Adam's got like sure, Adam. Forgot. Adam's got like no one, five sleeper teams.
Giants, Jets, Panthers, and Bears.
I love it.
Nobody had Pittsburgh too, right?
Yeah, nobody.
I just don't.
No,
see
I have
it.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a losing record for the first time in Tomlin's coaching career.
I would love that.
Yeah. Rodgers, yeah. I just don't see it. Rodgers just looks so – he looks – do you see the clips? He looks so slow and I don't know.
He is what Kyrie Irving is to basketball. Just going in there, cancer in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool. Cool. I guess while we're at it, may as well do I guess the two teams going to the Super Bowl and the winner. So, same order, Paul.
Sure. Buffalo over Green Bay. They bring it home.
They finally do it.
Yep.
They finally do it. Okay. Okay. I'll do mine. I think Well, the big rumor is Taylor Swift's doing the halftime show, right?
Oh, that was one of my predictions.
I love that.
So,
didn't she do it already? Did she do it again?
No, she's never done it.
Oh.
She's just always there because the Chiefs are always in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I'm putting the Chiefs back in there. Let's be honest. If this league is you know, rigged. And then I think it's the Packers. I think they're really going for it. I think they are really good. And I just don't want to pick the Eagles to play the Chiefs again. That's just boring. So I'm gonna say. And then, you know, I thought about maybe the Bucks, but I'm gonna say Packers, Chiefs, and yeah, Chiefs win it. Boring.
Very doable.
Yeah. So, who wants to go next?
I have a Super Bowl that everyone can get behind. I have the long-suffering Buffalo Bills versus the long-suffering Detroit Lions.
Ooh, that is a good one. That is a good one.
And have the Buffalo Bills winning.
Yeah, so you got the Bills too. Finally ending it. I mean, that was a lot of people thought that last year. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll go next so we can hear what Adam has to say last. mine's a little different. I got the Bengals in there.
Okay.
With that powerful offense, Joe Burrow being the MVP he is, against the Lions, and the Lions finally do it.
Wow. Okay.
They win the Super Bowl. Yep.
Okay. Wow. After the both coordinators leave. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And Adam, Jets, Giants?
Yeah, no. I say it every year. I'm going to pick Pat Mahomes until he retires. I got the Chiefs over the Commanders, 45-38.
Oh, wow. Big score.
Yeah, we're going high scoring. Shootout.
We're going to shootout. That'd be awesome. Because last year's was over, what, after like first quarter. Wow, so none of us have the Ravens in there.
Yeah, no
more. Or the Eagles.
Wow,
that's wild!
I'm
hammering Ravens Eagles now. Yeah,
I thought about the Ravens a lot, but I just need Josh Allen to get over the hump.
Yeah, I just the Ravens maybe, I don't know, something about Lamar. I just can't win the. I mean, that wasn't his fault, right? Poor Mark Andrews.
He fumbled a couple of times that game.
That's true. Yeah. Just I don't know if he's capable of the big game. And then the Eagles, it's so hard to go back and repeat. And, yeah, so.
Yeah.
All right.
I got some more predictions. I got – so my MVP for the season was Josh Allen. Offensive player of the year, I gave it to Jahmyr Gibbs. Defensive player of the year, I had Aiden Hutchinson fresh off of his injury.
Me too. I had the same one.
Coming back and just winning that. Coach of the year, I had Sean Payton because he's going to finally win that, take back that division. Rookies of the year, Ashton Jeanty, Raiders, Abdul Carter, Giants. And then my crazy predictions, well, Taylor Swift performs for the Super Bowl is one. Giants start 2-0 to start the season. I got them beating the Commanders and Cowboys to start. Cowboys last place in the division. The Saints will be your first pick in the 2026 NFL draft, and that's a possible place where Arch Manning can land because New Orleans will play where Grandpa
just
plays.
Just like his grandpa, yeah. Grandpa, yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
What a storyline.
Yeah.
I have Tyreek Hill getting traded, maybe to the Chiefs, mid-season.
Oh, wow.
And then coaches fired. I have the Browns, the Colts. The Colts, I say they fire their coach, they fire their GM, and they get a new quarterback.
Jeez.
I have the Dolphins losing their coach. I have Dallas possibly leaving their coach if
Schottenheimer? One year?
yeah, one year if the right coach becomes available. Like if Tomlin gets free or somebody
Belichick. No.
Somebody.
Saban?
I don't know. I think if the Chargers don't win, I think Harbaugh's on the hot seat too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it feels like, I think Simmons said it actually. He's like, it feels like when Jimmy Johnson went to the Miami Dolphins, like he used to be good, but I don't know, maybe now
not so much. So those are my predictions.
Okay. Bold.
I got Stefanski and Mike McDaniel also both getting fired. And I have Mike Tomlin out of Pittsburgh by the end of the year. I don't think he's going to get fired. I think they're going to agree to part ways.
I can't see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And MVP, I picked Josh Allen also. Rookie of the year, I went Cam Ward. He looks pretty polished. I think he's been pretty good. Defensive rookie of the year, Abdul Carter. Come on, that's easy. Easy one. And that's all I got.
Okay. I didn't really prepare too much for this, but I'll give it a shot. So MVP, I think it's going to be Burrow. I think Coach of the Year, I'm with you, Juice, Sean Payton. I think the Broncos, I didn't take them to win the division, but I think they'll be right there. And
I almost picked Vrabel, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I we both got him in there. Offensive rookie, I'm going to go Genty. I think he's going to be a stud. Tempted for Travis Hunter, but I just think Genty, the usage. Defensive, yeah, I'm just going to go Carter. That just seems easy. First coach fired, I'm going to say, yeah, probably Stefanski. I think the Browns are going to be terrible. Who's even the quarterback there? Is it Flacco?
Yeah, Flacco.
We haven't even mentioned Shador. Is that guy going to, like...
He's not good.
Does he see the field?
I don't think so. Garbage time.
Mop-up time.
Jeez. What else? What did I miss here? That's what I got right now. Anyone else?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Go for it, Paul.
Sure. Thank you. I'm with you. Probably got the same MVP. I'm going with Burrow.
Yep. Two.
Offensive player of the year, Jefferson. So I'm kind of banking on McCarthy's going to be a good quarterback, but I don't know. He seems to get hurt a lot too, but when he's healthy, there's no one better. Defensive player of the year, Jared Verse, Rams. Remember TJ Watt. It's always going to be a defensive end, I feel like, right? For that award.
Yeah.
Kurt Tavon won it last year.
Oh, did he for the quarterback? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay. Offensive rookie of the year. I don't see anyone really beating up. Yeah, Genty. Who is even like possible to beat him? Abuka?
I mean, Hunter. Hunter, maybe.
Amari Hampton.
Yeah, RJ.
Hunter, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Hunter, yeah. I wonder how much he's going to play on offense, if he's going to be a full-time.
I think he's going to be mostly receiver. I think True. They said. I think that's what they said. I hope so. He's on my fantasy team.
isn't he better at corner?
I don't know, to be honest with you. They might use him in the slot with Brian Thomas Jr. on the outside.
What was that up to? Comeback player of the year, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coach of the year, Dave Canales.
Oh, man, same one.
We're all kind of on that. I think they're going to be really improved. What was the other prediction? I got one more. Coach fired Steichen. He picked his quarterback, top five, and he's basically out of the league in 2 years, right? So that's like the biggest black eye you can give for a quarterback coach as a top guy. So he'll be gone. And I think Red Zone, they're just going to not, like, one prediction, they're not going to show football games. It's going to be straight commercials for now. That's it. ESPN's going to adios.
So NFL Network... They do literally the same shit. They show every game but with commercials. So,
is it though? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cuz I didn't have Red Zone last year. I didn't feel like paying for it. But I had NFL Network and it would be the same thing. They would just go pan to each game and with commercials. And that was my only thing. I was like, it's annoying with the commercials, and now Red Zone has it. So,
really? I always thought I don't know. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, just turn on NFL, unless they change it up. But, it's like the same shit, just with commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, those are my predictions. I'm good.
I didn't even mention, like, yeah, I didn't get into, I don't think I did offensive player, defensive player. Someone else go, and maybe I'll think about it.
All right. just like you guys, MVP Burrow. I think this is his year. Offensive player of the year. You guys might have heard of this guy, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, wow.
Defensive player of the year, Hutch. Someone else said that. I agreed. Rookie of the year, I'm going to go a little different than you guys. I was thinking Omarion Hampton. I'm like, he's going to have all the touches, but I think my final answer is going to be Matthew Golden. So I'm going to go with the guy from
the Packers.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, they don't have anyone else, right? Everyone's injured on that team. Coach Dave Canales as well. Yeah. Because I think the Panthers are going to improve quite a bit from the years past.
Look at us all high in the Panthers.
Chubba Hubbard.
My offensive player of the year is Ja'Marr Chase, right? Fantasy number one pick. Brown, no one mentioned them.
Stack him with Burrow, yeah.
Yeah, may as well go there. Defensive player, you know what? Sauce Gardner, let's go.
Oh, boy.
he finally gets those interceptions. he keeps his lockdown corner mentality.
Hell yeah.
Playing for Aaron Glenn, the former corner. I don't know.
make one game changer.
Give me one pick six. That's all I ask for. That like wins a game or something. Ugh, man. What could have been if he picked off in that Cowboy game? You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would have changed the season around too.
Yeah, it's week two.
Yeah. Ugh. But I saw he was practicing that in the off season. He was like
practicing. He was practicing catching a ball.
Yeah.
Really, all I saw was him practicing his golf game.
Well, that too. He did. And he was on Hot Ones. Did you see that?
He's dating Ice Spice, right?
He was at Lake. He was up in Lake George with Ice Spice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, people were running up to them. All right, what else? What haven't we gotten to? Have we covered it all? Juice, you usually go with the itinerary. What did we not get to?
I think we got predictions. We got our Jets Giants. We got playoffs. We got Super Bowl. This is the best. I mean, the games didn't start yet. We have one more sleep, but I feel like all my fantasy teams went 3-11 already.
Wait, how many leagues? Like how many leagues is everyone in?
Three.
I'm in one.
Three.
Okay.
One is the way to go, Tom. One is the way to go.
Yes, I agree.
It seems like three is a norm.
It's too much. The fun part of it is drafting. I really should just do one league and then do draft for fun, like do mock drafts. But it's your head's spinning. And I have like...
Yeah. I know.
I don't know.
I'm in three, and I don't even, like, my thing is I just set my lineups every week the best as I can, and I just don't even pay attention. I just see what happens at the end. Yeah.
It's gambling. You know, that's, anyone like any games this weekend? Like, love? I was looking at it, and, like, I don't want to bet one game. I don't know.
It's hard, because week one is always, like, anything goes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I like the Dolphins, actually.
I love Miami and I love Arizona.
Who they got?
In the dome at Indy.
Dolphins are at Indy. Okay.
I feel like in the dome, they're kind of a very tough matchup.
I will bet against Daniel Jones if he's favored every single time. All year.
That's true. That's true. And
that's so weird to hear you say that. I feel like I've heard years of the complete opposite.
Well, you know how it goes.
And what about the Cards? Who do they have?
Saints. So the Cardinals have the Saints, and they are laying 6.5 in New Orleans.
Okay. Week one, I feel like, anything, you know. There's definitely a team we're not talking about. Like, I don't know. I'm excited to watch the Raiders.
Yeah,
they're going to be fun.
Pete Carroll.
None of us picked them making the playoffs, but like Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Brock Bowers, Genty, Geno.
Jacoby Myers.
Well, yeah, what's going on with him though? Doesn't he want a trade?
They won't trade him.
Okay. But yeah.
He's good.
He is good.
1,000 yards like every year, yeah.
And then the defense.
Brock Bowers went full big head.
Yeah, I love it.
He looks very scary.
I heard that was fake. I heard that was AI.
Oh.
Oh, really? He should. He, yeah. I mean, he's holding on for dear life there. who's the and then the defense they got? What's his face?
Crosby.
Yeah, Crosby, and couldn't tell you anyone else, but yeah, but the Raiders. Yeah, I'm gonna be intrigued by them. So,
but no, I'd love to see a week one win from the Jets. That's like the really what I want to see.
It's just very, it's very possible. I think they're going to win like 9-3 or something. Like it's it's going to, it's just going to be like field goals. Nick Folk, he's back, Folk hero, and they're going to, yeah, Rodgers is going to just be in hell.
Yeah, I can see the Jet defense dominating them.
Yeah, yeah. Even though half the crowd, I heard like 48% of tickets were bought by Steeler fans, apparently.
Oh wow! That's the beauty of MetLife.
Yep, yep. But what does Woody care, right? It's like they're still always top five in like capacity, somehow.
Yeah, Pittsburgh goes everywhere. That's not,
yeah. They travel. Hard. They travel well. Yeah, that's a national team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
What else?
I think we kind of covered it all.
Yeah,
football season's the best.
When's the Madden movie come out?
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Nick Cage. Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
And Christian Bale too. Christian Bale.
Who? Oh, he's playing Davis.
Al Davis.
Yeah. Oh,
Nicolas Cage is having a comeback.
I love it.
He's supposed to be the True Detective. I heard.
That's amazing. If it's
wait, he's what? He's doing True Detective.
Yeah,
with Nick Cage.
That's going to be amazing because I can think about
where is it going to be?
I don't know, but I feel like he's perfect for that show.
He is because I think about that movie 8mm. You ever see that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a dark fucking movie. Oh, you
see things you can't unsee, man.
Yeah, that's a dark movie.
Face Off is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying where he was a
kind of local.
Well, I'm just saying where he was a cop. He was a cop in 8mm, and it was just really dark and fucked up. It just seemed like a True Detective type plot. But yeah, I'm pumped for that. When's that supposed to come out?
Not sure. Maybe they're filming? Should be pretty soon, I would think. I would think they'd want to do it during football season.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That would make sense. Like Mariela's Hall Pass, Nick Cage.
Seriously?
Yeah, God in 60 seconds, Nick Cage. Love that.
Oh, not Con Air? I feel like we've talked about this.
I think we have, actually.
Yeah, we've definitely talked. Con Air. I mean, Con Air, Nick Cage. Jesus.
Put the bonnet down.
Let's just hope for our sake that Adam is correct and our teams are really good. That'd be fun.
We'll see. I mean, who knows? One of them. You never know. There's definitely a team we're not mentioning that's probably...
Did anyone pick a last team to go first? Nobody, right?
Well, the Niners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. To win the Niners, division.
Yeah, technically, we were in last place last year. So
They did come in last year?
I believe so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in that division, they did, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that. Huh. Didn't even realize that. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. It's back. I love it. You know, Juice, hopefully.
Why Eagles, why?
Juice, hopefully all that, you know, you're going to look like Adam soon, but then football season's starting. It's like, hopefully you don't succumb to the, you know,
the
wings and pizza. Well, wings are keto. I guess it's not that bad.
I'll be fine.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's all I think about is like, Sunday. What am I going to eat on Sundays? You know.
I know.
Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, you could just like get like, if I'm going to Miller's or something. You could get grilled wings or something, and then you get the sauce on the side. I don't know.
Yeah. You get a grilled buffalo chicken salad. That's good. You know.
Just get 14 filet mignon. I think that's what I got last time.
Yeah. We usually do over-under on Adam Entrees. That's really fun.
Nice.
I think that's plate six. I think that's plate six.
I think I had 6.5 and he smashed it one year. 1 week.
Wow. Nice. All right. I think we've said it all. Pine, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Did we log at least the playoff teams?
Yes, I wrote it down.
Awesome. I love it. I love on that recap show going through it. So
see how we did, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Adam has some good ones. Adam came out.
Hope I connect on like one or two because I might look like a goofball at the end of the
season. You got some long shots there. I love it.
Yeah.
Someone had to do it. I mean, we all have some long shots in there, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. That'll be obviously 4 months from now. It's so crazy how the NFL season, it's just really like, it's not long at all, but it's like, it just dominates sports, you know? So, all right.
Yeah. Let me just also say, thank God August is over. I hate that month.
Yeah. For sports, it's brutal, man. It really is.
It's hot. No one's around.
Yeah.
Like, there's no sports on.
Yeah.
Like, everything's so slow. I'm like, come on.
I know. We got college on Saturdays, NFL on Sundays. It's great.
It was crazy because, like, I feel like all of August, I went months, like weeks without a podcast or anything to listen to. Like, I usually listen to Simmons and all these guys, like, anything, right? It was dead. Everybody's on vacation, end of the month, no podcast. Then all of a sudden, right before Labor Day weekend, Simmons comes out with three podcasts all for the NFL.
Yeah.
And I was like, where was this before when I needed like fantasy football advice or betting advice or anything? Nothing. Gone. I'm not even through all of them. I think I'm two behind.
Yeah. Love it. No, it gets really dark there for like, I mean, pretty much 2 months, you know? But hey, we are back. And then, you know, NBA starting soon. I mean, it's before you know it, it's just like sports heaven. So. Gotta love it.
Yes, sir.
Gotta love it. So, all right, guys.
Catch you up in MetLife. You know.
Oh, yeah. We'll see each other.
All right. All right, guys. Take care.
Later, boys.
Comb your hair.